244. All right, let's...
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their, certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So
let's segue here. This is the topic we had on tap, but we needed to do a little Jerry Krause time. We'll make the remainder of our time for Alex George, Popular Mechanics tech editor. And Kellyanne Conway said that, you know, she was speaking figuratively, but they could be watching you through their microwave oven. Everybody said, ha, 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 that's ridiculous. Maybe it is. But it sure does make you wonder, really, how sophisticated is the technology? And Alex George at Popular Mechanics said, well, it's funny you mention that because we've just done a piece on that. Hey, Alex, it's John, and you're on in Chicago on WGN. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. How sophisticated is it? How broad is it? I mean, first of all, they can't watch us through our microwave ovens, right? There's no cameras in microwaves, right?
Correct. That's really what she meant. That's real nonsense. Microwaves don't have the capacity for stuff like this. But overall, she's not saying something terribly controversial by acknowledging that internet-connected devices, things with a camera and a microphone and access to the internet, they can be compromised and used in ways that, to survey people or, actually otherwise obtain data from people.
What did you guys write about? What did you all discover?
So this was an experiment we did for an upcoming article where we had – so these people who research this kind of thing who are – they're cybersecurity researchers, which they don't like to be called hackers, but they more or less take the position of a criminal and look at a device. We had them look at a smart refrigerator, a smart slow cooker, and see if they can find vulnerabilities in them and see which ways they could use to exploit it. We had them look at it. They found ways in with them, but the thing to understand whenever you read a report about, webcams being compromised or other internet-connected devices being compromised, this is typically researchers who are doing this in a very controlled environment, and the lesson is it takes a lot of work to be able to figure that out. When you hear stories about a car being taken over, that's the result of a lot of work and a lot of research going into it and a lot of really sophisticated equipment.
Yeah, it'd be easier just to shim the door and steal the car, right? You don't have to use Popular Mechanics to figure out how to do that.
No, absolutely not.
Didn't Mark Zuckerberg, you told me earlier today some story about how he sort of tipped the world that he's worried about this too.
Correct. So I think it was in June, but summer of 2016, this photo surfaced. It was kind of a playful photo of him at his desk, but you could see off to the side. And when this photo came out, people were dissecting like crazy, but it was pretty obvious that he had a piece of tape over the little webcam that was on the top of his laptop. You know that little camera that's at the top?
Sure, I'm looking at one right now.
He had put a piece of tape over that. Now, that is on the very far end of a little bit of paranoia there. But the idea, that it alluded to was that it is possible to take over something like a web camera or something like that. In fact, there are ways that you can look on the internet to actually find places that have compromises like that. But what his situation basically alluded to that's relevant here as well is that if you are a world leader, a president with sensitive information, you play by a different set of rules. You play more conservatively with your technology.
Well, all right. So the only thing maybe that you could get from a household appliance, maybe if it does have some sort of computer, modules in it, somebody with a lot of effort could tell if the appliance is on or something like that.
Yeah, not super sensitive information. I talked to a guy who's a responder when major compromise happens or major hacking attack happens, and he works at one of the big cybersecurity research companies. And he said the conclusion was that hackers haven't really figured out a way to profit from this, which is more for people like you and me.
Well, that's right. I mean, imagine if they came up to me and said, hey, listen, I got the goods on John Williams. I can tell you when his refrigerator ice maker was working. I swear to God, this is good information. Who's going to pay for that?
Yeah, or if he's going to maliciously overcook your steak or something like that.
All right,
There's no real way to make use of it that way.
Okay, so if my washer and dryer, all of those appliances that were chuckling about, I don't care if they can tap that because you're right, there's no reason to. But wasn't there a report that also said your smart TV might give the NSA a way to look back at you or listen to you? That's right. If you can talk to your TV or talk to a device, it can listen. That's kind of accessible technology, isn't it?
For sure. And that particular one, if you look deeper into it, that got blown a little bit out of proportion about the Samsung TVs. But the general trend it alludes to is things like, if you've ever used an Amazon Echo or a Google Home, these kind of smart speakers, the way they work is they have an always-on microphone that is listening for an activation word. When you say Alexa and then give it a command, or OK Google. And people worry about that because, does that mean that it's always listening? And the response, I've asked Amazon, I've asked Google about this, and the thing that they say about it, that I think Samsung is responding with too, is that it's they have these functions, but it's not constantly pulling data. It's not constantly recording this way. People outside the company won't be able to get a very definite answer into those things. But I think that's the general worry about being recorded in this way. It'll come with the territory for a lot of these things, especially as they get more and more voice activated.
Yeah, right.
The claims for that, I think about this a lot, and it's my job to think about whether somebody should worry about it. It doesn't seem like that big of a threat to me.
I understand that, but I also think in general we need to sort of prepare ourselves for what the future looks like. Alex George is on a phone line, Popular Mechanics tech editor. He'll take your question next, 312-981-7200, WGN. A couple of more minutes with Alex George, tech editor at Popular Mechanics. We're talking about, can your microwave oven spy on you, or whether appliances, what sort of technology is there out there? And while the microwave oven thing is kind of silly, I think we do need to understand, right, Alex, that privacy as we once knew it is no longer, heck, if you do a Google search on something, suddenly your Facebook page has ads for those things, you know?
Oh, for sure. And this is the case with pretty much anything that's usually wireless and convenient, that there are concerns about some things like this. And I think that, it is something that people have to consider, especially if they're in a position like the president or somebody like that. And there are also measures that you can take as a civilian to help yourself stay safe and work on your privacy and not be overrun with ads and spam and all that stuff. But it's in general, it got a little bit blown out of proportion, but it definitely is an issue that we watch a lot closely at the magazine. I think it's something that should be at the forefront of people's minds, thinking about the way, car maintenance might have been more recently.
What do you mean by that, car maintenance?
So there are things like keeping, changing passwords and having long and complicated passwords. They're a huge pain, and we're waiting for the day when people figure out, how to authenticate things and actually make it convenient.
Yeah.
And beyond just using your thumbprint as a supplement, that kind of a thing. But until then, that's part of it, is really making sure that you have solid passwords, that you've changed them. In particular, not using default passwords or really simple ones, something like that. And also the same rules of being suspicious of emails, that kind of thing. Those all still apply.
Well, I have a theory about this. Do you want to hear what my theory is?
Please, absolutely.
Here's where the future is going, Mr. Tech. It's chips embedded in people's skin under your thumb, and it will have all of your usernames and passwords there, your social security number, your credit card, everything. And you can change it, or they can change it for you, but now you don't have to remember it, because I'll just put my thumb up to any device and it will recognize the code embedded in the chip, embedded in my body. Your thoughts?
Not very far off. I think we're closer to it than you might even think. I have the new MacBook in front of me, the one that has the kind of touch bar on it.
Yeah.
My wrist, I have the Apple Watch. And when you walk up to the computer, instead of, say you have it locked, so you have to put in your password when you come, or even using the fingerprint scanner that's on it, you hit the space bar, it wakes up, it reads that your Apple Watch is nearby, it has the authentication there, it knows it's you.
Well, I was at Midway or O'Hare. I was at an airport recently, and they had biometric scanning for people that wanted to go through the line more quickly, and that was pretty cool. Let me just take one quick call here for you. That's Kate. You're on WGN. Hi, Kate. What was your question or comment?
Yes, thank you. Remember years ago there was a movie, Big Brother's watching, and people go, oh, that's so crazy. I mean, it's here, But I truly believe that the CIA and the FBI and that did, in some way, listened in and was on Trump. Look what they did with Angela Merkel, and that the CIA and the FBI can cover up their tracks so easy. My daughter-in-law's uncle worked for the FBI, and you can get a letter. They have a tool they can stick in the side, crank that letter so tight, take it out, read it, and put it back in, and you don't know they ever touched your mail. He was telling us this stuff.
Okay, hold on a second, Kate, because I'm out of time, and that's a topic that we will pursue with our guest on another day. but I'm out of time here. Alex, this is fascinating stuff. I sure appreciate your time with us this afternoon.
Glad to talk to you. I love talking about this stuff.
Yeah, he's good at it, too. That's Alex George with Popular Mechanic.